from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
White ADs, they just coincidentally, who would have guessed, are all white men. All of a sudden, they have one who actually looks like the majority of the city and the student body. That's a good thing.
It absolutely is, Jeff. I mean, what's he got to do? As you said, he's the one candidate that's got the PhD. So he's as educated as anybody. And here's the point: that conversation, right? That sort of denial, that pushback that you get right there, is based in a thought that you get the job because you're black. The people that push back on Giannotto in that column were obviously looking at it from the standpoint: you don't just hire a black guy for the position because you want someone black in there.
You don't hire an incompetent black guy. No,
he's not qualified for the position. That is the key phrase here.
Right.
Clearly, Ed Scott is more than qualified for the position. And I'd ask you, what else does he have to do? You know, go build some football program. Would you take him then? Would you consider him then? And so, again, it's just a shallow way of looking at the art, you know, but bringing affirmative action. You maybe got passed up in your life by a black guy or a black woman, and maybe there's some, but again, I don't even think we have to dig that deep. It's just an easier conversation if we say, of course he shouldn't just get a black guy, right? But this is a qualified black man, and one that clearly, Jeff, beat out some other qualified white candidates. I know for a fact Ryan Alpert's a great one. I mean, Ryan Alpert hadn't just been here. He's a guy who I think pretty sure got his master's. I mean, he's a Tiger.
Yeah, himself. Absolutely.
Again, you got a guy who got a PhD, who's been, you know, he's been a special assistant to the football coach at Virginia. He's got now ACC ties. He's been a sitting athletic director. I think he's overqualified, and oh, by the way, he's black. Everything aligned, just in the same way. Yeah, people look at Memphis football and everything is aligned. Looks like everything's aligned here in terms of you got a great candidate, and oh, by the way, it's his historic day because he's black. And now you can, I think it's a point of pride that you have one of the few black athletic directors in the FBS, one of the very few. We're talking about maybe a dozen of these guys. You've got one of the few that are a sitting AD, and you don't have to just preach about diversity in your student body and how that's a strength. You point to your leadership and you say, we're walking it like we talk it.
Jason, thanks very much. Kept you too long. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Yep.
That's Jason Smith, 11 to 2. We got to take a break. Chris Harrington on the other side, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
That's Meet Me in the City by late, great Hill Country Blues artist Junior Kimbrough. We will be meeting Grizzlies draftees, at least two, maybe three of them in the city.
Maybe tonight. Three?
Hey, the Spencer thing is, Cam Spencer is not on the press release announcing the thing. I'm unclear whether he's not on it because he won't be there, or he's not on it because the team can't acknowledge him until trade paperwork goes through. Because that pick was part of a trade.
Right. What did they give up?
No one should care. They gave up some, really, it's one of these things. If you want to do the accounting, right. Fine, but they gave up some, like, highly protected partial right to a future second-round pick. It's one of these, like, phantom asset things that you need to exchange to make things go through. The only thing that matters about that, and even this doesn't matter, but I did check in on this, if they had sent cash out, that would have hard capped them at the second apron. They're not going to pay. They're not going to get there anyway. But as a technical matter, I did check to see if the move, the trade, hard capped them, and it did not.
I am, by the way, I'll give the plug here. I'm drinking a strawberry. What is this? Lemonade guava thing from Smoothie King, and I can confirm it's delicious. How's yours? Is it good?
It's good. It's watermelon. I always go for watermelon things. I like watermelon things, but I did not know that it was a smoothie, not a lemonade, so it's a little thick, so it's a little bit harder for me to drink it.
But you can't really criticize a smoothie for being thick. That's what they are, on definition.
No. Yeah. It is what it was intended to be, right. But when they just sort of spit out flavors, and I said, oh, yeah, give me the watermelon, I did not know the variation.
Watermelon. I always avoid watermelon.
I used to make watermelon agua frescas some, but it was a lot of work, and I stopped doing that.
This is strawberry guava lemonade, and it is delicious. So there you go. And then later on in the show, I've been delivered a pie, which I will talk about extensively, I'm certain. Anyway, so Grizzlies yesterday, Jalen Wells with pick 39, and then the aforementioned Cam Spencer. Your thoughts?
Two of the five guys.
You got
guys.
Them, by the way.
I got both of them.
You got them, yeah.
I identified five guys at the end of a column 2 days ago, and I said, these are my dart throws for the second round, and Jalen Wells and Cam Spencer were two of the five.
This is a damn good system you have.
It is.
You wonder if they're going to have adjusted to foil you next year.
I got to remember to do it every year. I think there's years I forgot to do that, but it did unearth Santi Aldama.
Five guys, and they get two of them in the second round. Okay.
The commonality there is obviously shooting. Cam Spencer and Jalen Wells were both north of 40% three-point shooters. In relatively high level college basketball, Washington State. I don't know. I don't understand the colleges anymore. Does that pack something? Right. That's a real conference, right? Washington State.
It was.
Who knows? To me, it's the Pac-10. And
right.
So whatever.
It was, but it's dead now. But yes.
I'm just going to call it that.
Last year it was. Right.
I'm going to say Arkansas is in the Southwest Conference, and Memphis is in the Metro. And so this dude shot 40% from three on high volume in the Pac-10 last year. I don't even care. Okay. Don't correct me because I don't care. And Cam Spencer, I think people somewhat know because he was on UConn team that won back-to-back national championships. And he was a North Authority 40% three-point shooter for UConn last year. And so this team needs shooting depth, and they got two shooters. Whether they are athletic enough to hack it in the NBA is the question. But guess what? It's the second round. There's no certainty anywhere in the draft, and less so the deeper you go. Wells is like 6'7", 6'8". And seems to be his athletic markers statistically are not great in college, but like sometimes you can be a good defender without generating numbers. Like Dylan Brooks was like that. I'm not saying he's Dylan Brooks, but there is the sense that he is a better defensive player, even though he doesn't generate a lot of steals and blocks. He's a decent defender. So I think they feel pretty good about Jalen Wells as a guy who can jump onto the roster and maybe help him out. And Cam Spencer will almost certainly be on a two-way contract, and we'll see. But he's a good feel for the game, and he can really shoot, and he's, like, super competitive, and he's, you know, he'll be a guy they like having around whether he actually impacts the Grizzlies or not.
So one can imagine that if Jalen Wells is on the main roster and Cam Spencer is on the two-way,
yep,
and you could have, like, right now they have a 15-person roster if you pick up the option
Kennard
on Luke
option.
Kennard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then whatever, Pippen, Cam Spencer, Trey Jemison as your two-ways, you're done.
The annoying thing about this for me is that, like, the draft process is still going on because we're introducing these guys this afternoon. The Kennard decision tomorrow and free agency starts on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m.
Right.
And may end by Sunday night. And so I'm trying to write a rest of the offseason column and see if I can get it up by the 4 p.m. today. So it's not, you know, it'll have a window of like an hour where people
the annoying
care,
thing for me is I've got talk radio shows and I could be spending days on each of these things and they're all going to be telescoped into a weekend.
So yeah, they have, in theory, they have a complete roster. They have, if you put Jalen Wells on the main roster and Cam Spencer on a two-way, they got 15 players on the main roster. That's all of it. They got three on the two-way. That's all of it. We're done here. That's not going to be the case. But
where's that money, by the way? Where would that put them?
That would put them about $1 million. It's my calculation. These are estimates. That would put them about $1 million over the first apron of the luxury.
Will not happen.
I doubt it.
Seems unlikely.
I doubt it.
You're $1 million away.
I doubt it. But here's what I will say. They have already avoided what to me was the unacceptable to me scenario of the offseason. And that was, you draft a player in the first round who may not necessarily be in your rotation this season. You decline Luke Kennard, and you fill your biggest need at center by signing like some guy who should be a backup, like Andre
right.
Drummond or whatever, and then you're under the tax and you're done. They have avoided that with the Zach Edey acquisition in the draft. And so they have crossed that threshold. But I will say, they talk about, and Zach Kleiman said this, you know, on draft night, you know, as we build towards trying to win a championship, we think blah, blah, blah. At some point, wanting to build a championship team and not paying luxury tax are things that are in conflict with each other. And I think you can make the case, I'm not sure whether I will or not, I'm flirting with it, you could make the case that that is the point. Like, if you're serious, because I don't think there's a scenario where they are under the tax, and you honestly say, this is the best team we could put together this season. I don't know if I believe those two things are possible.
So, okay. So what
because I don't think you can sign someone in free agency better than Luke Kennard with your exception.
Right. Can you? Okay. But if you let Luke Kennard walk and you sign someone who's not quite, who's three-quarters of Luke Kennard.
Yeah. You're doing a $6 million signing to fill out your 15th
right.
spot on your roster.
And then you're under the tax altogether if you do that?
Yes, you can be. It depends on what level of signing you make.
Right.
You have access to the full mid-level if you let Kennard walk, and you will be roughly seven-something million.
Can you not say, okay, fine, I would be marginally better if I would have Luke Kennard as my fifth, what do you call him, fifth best wing player yesterday?
Perimeter player.
But it just doesn't make that much difference. It's a marginal difference given the considerable money savings.
Well,
and so it doesn't make sense.
The case has to be, yes, there's money savings. You're not paying into the tax, and you're getting a payment back out of the tax. And this
right.
is a small market. This is reality. That is not what I would lead with if I were defending
right,
the decision.
Right.
What I would lead with is we avoid starting the repeater tax clock. And in the NBA,
right.
there are going to be extra penalties if you're in the tax multiple seasons. And you say there's an impact on us beyond finances on being in the tax. And if it's not going to make a meaningful difference to us on the court, it's better to avoid starting that clock now if we don't really have to
right.
to measurably improve our team. This is why I'm torn on this. I would say, though, they traded for Luke Kennard because they believe, A, he might be the best shooter in the league, and they believe that adding that shooting to what they had was going to meaningfully change what their team could
right.
do. And if you subtract that level of shooting and you replace it with, like, this is going to be our fifth big for $5 million, I do think that's meaningful in terms of what your team can be.
Okay, I'll literally just do this to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
They'd say when we did that, We didn't have Marcus Smart. We didn't have Vince Williams as Vince Williams. And we didn't have GG Jackson. And so now we have those players, and we think it pushes him down the pecking order, and we don't think it's as significant anymore. Is it? Is
that?
Are there?
No,
three,
that is also a valid argument. That's why I think this is not crystal clear. But I would just say
you're a better team with his shooting on it. There's no question.
You're a better team with his shooting, or you're a better team if you use him, that contract in a trade to bring back someone. The other thing about this is they are depending on Vince Williams. And I think Vince Williams is going to come through, right?
Right.
They're hoping on GG Jackson, and I think that might come through. Vince Williams, GG Jackson, and Jake LaRavia, who finished the season strong, none of them have ever played a single truly meaningful NBA game, ever. And so, you know, to me, this is a tricky thing, but I think if you want to say we have an opportunity this year in this Western Conference, let's put the best team we can on the floor, I have a hard time seeing declining Kennard, making a small signing, staying under the tax, and saying, this is the best team we can put on the floor. I think that's a hard sell to make.
Particularly in the wake of last year when, okay, he's the fifth best perimeter player. Players get injured.
Yes.
You know?
That's exactly like, right.
Maybe he'll be the third best by the third week in the season, right?
Right.
And a guy who you really need. And he may be the fifth best, but he has a particular skill
right.
that literally nobody else has. So.
Yes.
Okay, well, just to bet, what are the paths forward here as you with Luke Kennard trade? What would they look like?
I wrote a comment a couple weeks ago about sort of five paths. But if you boil it down to like more simply, it's like you have him or you don't have him. Like,
right.
It's sort of that is one fork in the road. And then as you go down each of those two paths, it can fork out in different ways. You know, so in some ways, they could keep him at $14.8 million. They could negotiate a new deal. A new deal was still going to bring them into the tax, but it might bring them under the first apron. And if that distinction is meaningful to them, I'm not sure how meaningful I think that is, but if that distinction is meaningful to them, maybe that's worth that.
You're moving on from him, though, you can either let him go or you can sign someone or you can deal him. What might a deal, like what can you imagine a deal might look like?
Well, you get into like realistic or non-realistic, right? Like I can imagine a scenario where you package Luke Kennard and Zaire Williams in a future first round pick, and you're getting, you know, Cam Johnson from Brooklyn, who's blowing stuff up.
I've seen that on
up,
Twitter a million times. That's what everyone wants now. Yeah,
but
they all want Cam Johnson.
Right. I think that would make your team better, but that is a more considerable cost over multiple years for a guy who may not be a starter for you. And I'm not necessarily advocating that. You know, does it make you better to trade Kennard and you know, Zaire Williams and get Bojan Bogdanović, who's also a really good shooter, maybe not as good as Kennard, maybe as good as Kennard, but he's 6'8 instead of 6'4, 6'5 or what. You know, is that available to you to do? Are you willing to do something like that? And so we'll see. I mean, the other thing they could do is let Kennard walk, access the full mid-level. They could – there's a good chance. I still think there's a good chance they find some way to move off of Zaire Williams. And now you have two roster spots, and you got a full mid-level. And maybe you say, like, let's go sign – I don't even know. Let's sign Andre Drummond and DeLon Wright, and we have a fifth big, and we have another ball handler – and we think that's a better team ultimately. So there are ways they can go. I'm not saying, like, you know, if you don't have Luke Kennard, you're not maximizing your team. I'm saying it's hard to say you're maximizing your team if you're under the tax given the current situation.
If they do something, either deal him or let him go and sign someone, is it clear that, I mean, you just mentioned another big, a ball handler, shooter. Is it clear what sort of player they would want?
Those are the three things. I think when you look at the roster and you look at, first of all, you look at this roster right now, it's good. Like,
right.
The roster they have right now, if their stars stay healthy, can absolutely be a top four seed in the West. Like, it's really good, but it's not perfect. And so they have four bigs. They started last season with six, right? I think ideally you'd want a fifth big. They're going to keep Derrick Rose on the roster, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. I think the value that he has brought as a locker room, whatever, is something that they value a lot, and I think they will have him back. But the reality of that is he's not playing every night,
right?
And so when you look at the depth chart, like he's not someone you're counting on playing, and so if he's on your main roster but not playing every night, and Scottie Pippen Jr. is on a two-way, which by definition, you can't play 82 games that way,
right.
Do you have enough ball handling? That creates sort of a problem. And then shooting's just always a question, period.
They do have a lot of lard at the end. I mean, a lot between Derrick Rose, who's there as a counselor,
right.
And then Conchar, Zaire, and Jake Moravia.
Well, I would say two things about sort of what you might have too much of. You have too much quantity of young wings still. When you're talking about Vince Williams, Gigi Jackson, Jake Laravia, John Conchar, Zaire Williams, Jalen Wells. That's six wings, all like under 30, none of them proven in high-stakes basketball. That's almost half your 15-man roster.
Right, right.
So I think they're overloaded with that. And then the other thing is, and like, you know, this was a response to a question that I, for me, 2 years ago, and there are people who might throw this back at Zach Lyman now. Did you really need to double down on youth? Because they're going to introduce three rookies today, right?
Right.
And so if you're introducing three rookies and you let Kennard walk, and then there's some tricky territory there. I mean, I do think this is go time for the Memphis Grizzlies this season and next season.
You mentioned Zaire. How would they move off of Zaire?
Well, that's an interesting question, because if it's a strict salary dump, we've seen the going price for that. Yesterday in the second round of the draft, Denver sent three second-round picks to get rid of the $5 million contract to Reggie Jackson.
Right.
Today, I believe, and I may have this wrong because it just happened like an hour ago.
Tim Hardaway.
I believe Dallas sent three second-round picks to get off Tim Hardaway. Now, they did get back a good player in Quentin Grimes, so maybe that's a little different. But I don't know if the Grizzlies want to trade
three second-round
picks just to get off Zaire Williams. Zaire Williams is still young. He's only got one more year on the contract, and it's a one more year that gives, like, team...
He's a different kind of player than either of those players.
Well, he can be a restricted free agent, so there's an element of sort of team control there. He's still young. He's still a good, like, player archetype in terms of his length and position, and he has had moments. He had moments last season. Like, you know, he was locking down Damian Lillard at the end of a game, and if I'm the Grizzlies, I hope there's someone out there, a young rebuilding team with some cap space or whatever, that's like, yeah, we'll take a flyer in the sky, we'll see. Like, and then you could either move off of him at little to no cost. You're not going to get anything back of note.
No, you. I mean, in the end,
if you can deal one moderate second to move off the money, that kind of thing. I would be reluctant to spend a lot of money just to get off of a Zaire Williams contract.
Right. He has those two other players who we mentioned. They're like, we know what they're fully finished. They're fully finished products. Zaire is not.
That's right. Right?
You know, Zaire, if you're Detroit or whoever it is, can still hope. Well,
Detroit, Charlotte, San Antonio, whatever rebuilding team has got.
Says could take us to still take a flyer there. All right. You don't think there's much chance of the others? They're not going to be able to move off of Conchar.
I think Conchar is harder to move off of, and also think they're sort of, they're not. I don't feel like they are.
You'll
bet
about him sitting down there.
I think Conchar, you would like it at this point if he was making half the money he's making now. But the idea of John Conchar as your 12th, 13th guy is like, you know, good guy to have around kind of
thing.
And
Jake Laravia.
Laravia might be pretty good still. And it's a $3 million contract, and you got, again, team control going off of that. I'm not interested in trading Jake Laravia. I'm perfectly willing to if I can get value, but it's not somebody I'm trying to get off of.
Consumed much of the national reaction to the Zach Edey stuff? Is any of it interesting to you?
A little bit. If you want to feel good about it as a Grizzlies fan, go listen to Zach Lowe's post-draft podcast, The Low Post, and Jonathan Givony, was really very effusive about the Zach Edey fit and how great Zach Edey is going to be for the Grizzlies specifically. So that if you want to feel good, that's a good place to go. And I think he's a smart guy who sort of knows what he's talking about. I've seen the little bits and pieces, the woman from Yahoo and whatever.
We don't have clarity yet on Canadian national team and summer league.
No, I assume we'll get that afternoon.
That today, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Fans are not invited. It's at 5 o'clock.
They don't do that anymore.
At FedEx Forum.
Allen Iverson is that.
Is that the last public press conference
I'm pretty sure. Iverson. Yeah.
That was so great. Oh, that was fun. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington at the Daily Memphian. Read his stuff. Between Drew and Chris, they've been absolutely crushing the draft. You can read his stuff over at the Daily Memphian. Oh, I will tell you, by the way, big news. O'Call has...
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Started their summer sale. So this is a great time of year. It is still, it's hot. It is hot. It feels like we're just starting the heat of summer, and you can get in there and get great deals on spring and summer merchandise, sportswear, tailored wear. Like it's throughout the store, you will find great prices on their spectacular clothes. It is big news. The summer sale has started. And if you get in now, you will have the absolute best selection. So today is Friday. You got the weekend ahead of you. Make sure you make plans to get in, take advantage of the summer sale at Oak Hall. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. I was brought a pie. I was given a pie. It's not just any pie. It's a magnificent pie. This is quite a day here, actually, because we were given from Smoothie King. Did you get one? Did you get something to drink?
Oh, yeah, I got
what
one.
Do you have?
I got the strawberry lemonade guava.
It's delicious.
It's very good.
It's very good. And by the way, if someone brought me something that was free and was not delicious, I would not say it was delicious.
Always delicious, no
matter what. I would just avoid it. No, if it were, if
oh,
it were free and were
up.
Not delicious, I wouldn't lie and tell people it was delicious. So you can't buy me that way. It's got to actually be delicious, and this is delicious. But I wouldn't say the Smoothie King is magnificent. I haven't sampled the pie yet. It's a pie from, and I've had one before from this place, Sweet Shay, Shay Pies.com. SweetShayPies.com. And this is a coconut pecan chess pie. I have tweeted out the photo, and it's a magnificent pie. Now, Chris Connolly, however, responds, and I will ask you your opinion on this. You're Southern. You're legit Southern, right? You're Southern.
Born and raised Memphis.
Right. Okay. So I'm a Yankee. So I can't weigh in officially on this conversation. He says on Twitter, that's a very nice gesture, but putting coconut in pecan pie should be a war crime. What say you? Is coconut in pecan pie a war crime?
I don't think so. I didn't even know that was any sort of crime.
I think you would say, if you're a pecan pie purist.
See, I'm not. I'm not a pecan pie person in general.
Oh, well,
so I don't seek them out. To be quite honest with you, I'm not sure I've ever had one. I don't think I've ever had a bite of a pecan pie.
How can you not be a pecan pie person if you haven't even had a bite of a pecan pie?
Well, how can I claim to be a pecan pie person if I haven't had a bite?
Why haven't you at least sampled a pecan pie?
I would sample it.
But haven't you been in a place where you've had a pecan pie offered to you before? Haven't you been on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah.
Hasn't there been a, you just never choose the pecan pie?
We just have multiple pies. So
and
yeah,
you never even sampled the pecan
never
pie.
Never even sampled it. I'm very particular about food.
So how are you?
Yeah. I'm not a huge sweet person either. For instance, last night it was my mother-in-law's birthday. We went out to a dinner.
Where'd you go?
There was Memphis Pizza Cafe. It's it's the spot that we like to go to. And
what's your order?
Oh, I just get pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
But I like pepperoni. Their buffalo chicken is out of this world.
Oh, it's very good. They brought nothing bundt cake, and I decided to pass. I said, no, thank you. I'm more of a
I had the nothing bundt cake recently. No, there's no question. If I'm offered another chicken wing or a second cheeseburger or another slice of pizza, I typically will take it over a slice of cake.
Yes.
Over a bundt cake. That's just me. Or another bag of Doritos. Like, whatever.
That's my issue.
But
Cheez-Its.
We have a thing. We just don't keep food in the house. It's easier now that I don't have kids. Because it would have been tough on them. But if I have no control, if Cheez-Its are in the house, for example, I'll just constantly be thinking about the Cheez-Its at all times. Charles, my buddy Charles Fishman, Fish on Friday and Tuesday, he can have 3 bags of potato chips in the house, backup bag, for whatever someone might want to eat a handful of potato chips. And then he'll put the, roll it back up, he'll put the little clip back on there and it'll be there for
unheard of. Oh,
just insanity.
No way.
I'm thinking, you know what, I gotta do someone a favor by eating the finish of the whole bag. Now that it's open, it's gone. And so I have that same struggle. Anyway, I do want to thank Sweet Shea Pies for bringing by this magnificent pie. I'll report back on its deliciousness level later. All right. Listen, I am someone who, when my franchise cheaps out, it enrages me. And I come from this honestly. When I was a lad, my beloved Buffalo Braves literally sold the rights to Bob McAdoo to the Knicks. They got Tom McMillan back and Cat, whatever. They got nothing. That was just like, no. Here, you take Bob McAdoo, MVP. I think he was an MVP. He was an MVP, if not a leading scorer in the league. Leading scorer. I bet as a Brave, he averaged 31, 32 points a game. Like, he was unbelievably prolific scorer. And they just, Paul Snyder sold him to the Knicks. And they got Tom McMillan back. And it was a disaster.
He was the MVP.
He was the MVP.
MVP.
So another time, they had the third pick in the draft. And it was going to be Marcus Johnson. Marcus Johnson. And Hall of Famer? Probably Hall of Famer. And instead, they dealt him to Milwaukee. They didn't want to pay him, whatever, for Sven Nader, who was Bill Walton's backup at UCLA. Enraged me. Even in the history of the Grizzlies, there have been times. The Grizzlies once sold a first-round pick under Mike Eiseley. They literally sold a first-round pick under Mike Eiseley. Absolutely enraged me. You're in a small market, and that's how you win as a NBA team. That's how you build and prosper and survive in a small market. And they just sold it for cash? Absolutely enraged me. Now, the NBA is a little more complicated now because there's first aprons and second aprons and repeater taxes and all. You can do things if you're not above these levels that you can't do if you are. Will I be enraged if they simply let if they let Luke Kennard walk and replace him with a much cheaper ball handler or big or shooter or something else? Will I be enraged? And the answer is no. Will I be maybe disappointed? Maybe disappointed. I guess I don't see. The The best version of them would have would have Luke Kennard coming off the bench hitting threes. It's just true. He'd come in handy, right? He would have games when he would really come in handy. And so I think if they do it, it's probably because they're doing it to save money. And Robert Pera, and this is not insignificant. I think he's been a tremendous owner here. Had Robert Pera not bought the team back when they had the ownership struggle, had it gone to the other dude, I think it's possible the Grizzlies wouldn't be in Memphis anymore. Like, he keeps them here. He loses money on them year over year. It's a small market. It's a poor market. I am deeply grateful that Robert Pera is the owner and doesn't seem to mind losing money, and he's not trying to take it to the place where it would be most valuable or anything else. I'm wildly appreciative of that. And so can he afford the Luke Kennard stuff? Yeah. Yeah, he could. There's other owners too, by the way, though. Like, he doesn't own the entire team. But so, I would say I'll be disappointed, but I will understand it if that's the way it goes. Where will you be?
I think I'm going to be the same place, but it could turn into real frustration if they don't use that money on a player that I think can come in and help the team. I tend to agree with what you and Harrington were saying, where it's going to be difficult to find someone on the free agent market who would be better than Luke Kennard. And I do think if you're able to bring back Luke Kennard, yes, it's a lot of money, but you can still make a trade, or you could still find a way to find that fifth big.
But it could either be a big or it could be a ball handler, because right now there's no backup point guard.
Right.
Unless you're counting right now we're saying both Desmond Bane and Marcus Smart are starters. So yeah, they can handle the ball and they can run the, we've seen it. Although honestly, it wasn't that pretty when Marcus Smart did it last year.
It wasn't very pretty in Boston either.
And it wasn't pretty it wouldn't have been pretty in Boston either. So Derrick Rose, you know, he can't stay healthy. Like, we don't. So there's no. So it's you're talking, and Scottie Pippen Jr. has a limit to how many games he can play as a two-way. So there are real. What if they brought in a real backup point guard or another big, or a shooter who's not as good a shooter as Luke Kennard?
I think a backup point guard could be in the mix. It's just when you look at the actual free agents who are going to be available, not a lot of them are attractive, or I'm not sure they're gettable. I mean, Jordan McLaughlin is one that I think is interesting. You know, we've seen him with Minnesota the last few seasons. He would be one that would be interesting. You might be able to get him at a pretty good price point. Do you want to take a swing on Markelle Fultz and see if he still has anything left in the tank? And Monte Morris is out there. Right. Kyle Lowry, kick the tires on the old veteran, bring him in, come back to Memphis, have a reunion there. But it's not a very sexy list of free agents when it comes to the point guard position. So that's why I feel like I might be okay rolling into the season with what they have now. And if they realize
have you identified a big?
A big? There are a few bigs out there. I like Kevon Looney. I like Goga Badadze. There are a few guys on the free agent market for the bigs that I do think make sense. The only issue with that is that you now have a giant in Zach Edey.
Well, that's the thing.
So the idea
would be, Kevon Looney really coming here when he knows he's... Yeah, you want playing time for your giant.
Well, less playing time, more so they might want to have more athleticism at that big position. You know, because Kevon Looney is just
an older, slightly smaller version
of Zach Edey.
Yeah, right. All right. We got two press conferences today, Ed Scott at noon, and then Zach Edey at 5. Some other matters to discuss before we get on out of here. Jason and John will pick up this conversation coming up next. One is, I got an email earlier this week saying, what kind of world do we live in when you never talk about soccer? The whole world cares about soccer, and we don't talk about soccer. Well, I plead guilty. Don't really talk about soccer. And then I'm all getting all excited about the U.S., and they lose to Panama. You observe this? You're not a real soccer head.
I am not a soccer head, but a lot of my friends are, and the group message was going crazy last night.
Yeah, it's terribly disappointing. Tim Weah gets a red card, gets himself ejected, showing immaturity. You knew the Panamanians were going to do what the Panamanians do, right? But you can't react. You can't let your emotions get the better of you. I don't even sound convincing when I talk about this, but I know the words. I can read them. Anyway, what it means now is that after losing to Panama 2-1, they got to beat Uruguay, and Uruguay now has a reason. Had they beaten Panama, Uruguay would have had no reason, nothing to play for. But now Uruguay has some incentive, and Panama, all they have to do is take care of Bolivia, and that shouldn't be a problem. They've historically taken care of Bolivia. They're a better team than Bolivia. So Panama is going to get Bolivia. The U.S. is going to get Uruguay, and if they both win, then it's going to come down to goal differential and other assorted tiebreakers that I don't fully understand. So we could be a nation in crisis for reasons other than debate last night very shortly. But that's certainly the bigger reason. So there you go. I've now fulfilled my duties, and I have talked about soccer. And I'm apologetic. I don't do it more or more fluently. But that's me, not an expert on everything. Secondly, the NFL took a big L in court yesterday. Big L in court yesterday, as much as possibly $14.39 billion went to a jury trial. And this gets back to the Sunday ticket stuff, right? So they were sued on the basis that they used the Sunday ticket to artificially raise prices. Most NFL games are free. They're over CBS or Fox, whatever else, right? Most games are free. But the out-of-town, the same games that if you were watching the Bills in Buffalo would be, if you want to watch the Bills somewhere else, you got to get the Sunday ticket. And they would charge $300 a season. And they had an email, actually, that was entered into evidence, for example, that ESPN was willing to do this for $70 a season. And they didn't take that. One reason they didn't take it, because they didn't want to hurt. They didn't want so many people to sign up that they were hurting their CBS and whatever product, right? Whatever. Anyway, a jury found that this was anti-competitive behavior, and as much as $14.39 billion in damages. It will, I can guarantee it, and the NFL has said it, be appealed. But right now, what that would mean is NFL teams owe, and I know we don't care, who cares about every NFL team, $449.6 million. That's a lot of coin.
That's a lot of money.
Did you subscribe to Sunday Ticket?
I did not. I never did.
I didn't have that kind of bread.
I had friends did, and I would just go to their houses.
I did not have that kind of bread, so I never was able to do it. And then lastly, I'll just say on the Ed Scott stuff, I hope he's great. Obviously, it's tough being an AD. You don't even know what, like, it's funny when we were talking about Tom Bowen earlier with Jason Smith. He said, yeah, well, he signed Josh to that contract. We don't even really know who's responsible for what in the circumstance, right? Did Tom Bowen really sign him for that, or was he told by the president and the booster? Like, you know, you never really know what an AD should get credit for or demerits for. Does Laird Veach really deserve all the credit for the stadium stuff, or does it just happen on his watch? It's hard to disentangle. The history stuff is significant, though, and I really have been disappointed. I got one email from a guy. It was really, first he began all the stuff by saying, I'm a left winger, I'm not a racist, I'm whatever else. You know, the stuff that you, when you're about to say something.
Yeah, the qualifiers for saying horrible.
Something that's, yeah. and what he said was, he went on to say, you can't tell me Ed Scott didn't get the job because he was black. He said, he said, you could say he's qualified, but he only got the job at Virginia because he's black, and he only got the job at Morgan State because he's black, and I'm like, are you serious? Okay, so we don't say the N-word anymore, but you literally are discrediting every credential he has ever gotten because that credential can only have been because he was black. So in that circumstance, how is a black man able to get credit for anything? If you're not giving him credit for being a deputy AD at Virginia or a sitting AD at Morgan State because he's black, you say, well, I only got that because he's black. What you're doing is you're setting up a world where literally no black man or woman can ever get credit for anything they've done because you're assuming it's because they're black. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is insidious reasoning. And so I got no idea if he's going to be good or not. No idea. I didn't have any idea if Laird Veach was going to be good. But it's been disappointing, honestly, the reaction to what is a good thing for the university. And so I'll be there at noon. And then we got the fun of the Zach Edey presser later on today. That should be a blast. You can listen to all of it on 92.9. What's coming up next, Connor?
On Jason and John, they did not send me their lineup, so I do not know what's
going to
go.
It'll be great.
It's Jason and John.
It'll be great. It'll be electric. It'll be
talking Brontosaurus Edie. That's what they'll be talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, listen, we'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes. and what he said was, he went on to say, you can't tell me Ed Scott didn't get the job because he was black. He said he only got, and then what he did was he said, you know, you could say he's qualified, but he only got the job at Virginia because he's black, and he only got the job at Morgan State because he's black, and I'm like, are you serious? Okay, so we don't say the N-word anymore, but you literally are discrediting every credential he has ever gotten because that credential can only have been because he was black. So in that circumstance, how is a black man able to get credit for anything? If you're not giving him credit for being a deputy AD at Virginia or a sitting AD at Morgan State because he's black, you say, well, he only got that because he's black. What you're doing is you're setting up a world where literally no black man or woman can ever get credit for anything they've done because you're assuming it's because they're black. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is insidious reasoning. And so I got no idea if he's going to be good or not. No idea. I didn't have any idea if Laird Veach was going to be good. But it's been disappointing, honestly, the reaction to what is a good thing for the university. And so I'll be there at noon. And then we got the fun of the Zach Edey presser later on today. That should be a blast. You can listen to all of it on 92.9. What's coming up next, Connor?
On Jason and John, they did not send me their lineup, so I do not know what's
coming
up.
It'll be great.
It's Jason and John.
It'll be electric. It'll be electric.
Brontosaurus Edie. That's what they'll be talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, listen, we'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.